I don't know if it was mentioned, but please remember the Sabo family in your prayers as well. Our scripture is from the Gospel according to John chapter 17, verses 13 through 19. John 17, verses 13 through 19. Please let us stand for the reading of the Gospel. Jesus said, "I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. And this is the word of God for the children of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Repeat after me. I am sanctified.
I wonder if
we as Christians really know that we are different from other people. Do we really know that? Or do we just think we're just nicer people, but we're the same as everybody else? But it really is a lot more than that. We have been set apart. We are holy. We are a holy people called with a holy calling, and God said, "Be ye holy even as I am holy." We are different. We are sanctified according to the word of God. Made different. My brother David, who passed away recently at the age of 54, he was a roly-poly, timid, shy person in high school. Our dad was police chief, and he took a lot of ribbing for that. And his older brother was real popular and with baseball and stuff. And David just felt out of place. And he went into the Navy. He was gone for a few months. Basic training. When he came home, we were amazed. This roly-poly little kid came home a man. Confident. Built. It was amazing. What a transformation. David was always a good man. He continued to mature and become somebody that we all looked up to. A good man. But he was set apart from everybody else because of his training in boot camp. The scriptures tell us that love of this world is enmity towards God. So that if we are like the rest of the world, if we do everything the way the rest of the world does everything, if we live by its rules and standards, then we are enemies of God. You can't play in the dirt without getting dirty. You can't serve both God and mammon, which translates either money or flesh. It's the way of the world. We can't serve both. Now that we just read there that we are in the world, but Jesus said we are no more of the world than he is. So even though we live in the world, we go to work, we play, we go to school, we drive up and down the roads, even though we're in the world, we are sanctified. We are different than everybody else. Alexandra, she was sanctified today through baptism, set apart. We are sanctified through our faith in Christ. We are set apart. Repeat after me. I am sanctified.
I am sanctified.
Now, this is a good thing. It really is. But I think it's something that we need to constantly remind ourselves about, that we are sanctified. We are different. See, sin separates us from God. But if we remind ourselves that we are sanctified, then we remember that we were sanctified through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and that sin has been washed away. God has been calling us to come away from the rest of the world. You know, with Abram, he was living in the Ur of the Chaldeans, and God wanted him to start something new. God wanted him to do something different. And so God said, come on out of there, leave your parents' place, your family's home, and go to this distant land that you know nothing about. And so he called Abram out of there and sent him to the promised land, towards the promised land, because he sanctified him. He set him apart from everybody else. He had Abram turn his back on the gods of his forefathers. And Abram eventually becomes Abraham. Sanctified. We too have been sanctified. Because of that, we have turned our backs on the way the world does things. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Sanctify, according to the dictionary, means, one, to be set apart, declared holy. Do you know that when you go out with your friends, that when you're mingling with the crowds, that you are holy? You know, a lot of times you think that you have to be wearing a robe or stoles. You got to be wearing those kind of things to be holy. Those are just the outward signs. But you're holy because of what Jesus has done for us. So no matter where you go, you are sanctified. You are different than everybody else. We are holy. I wear a cross. Most of you have seen it. I wear this cross all the time. Very rare that I don't have it on. If I'm wearing a t-shirt or something, I'll usually hang it on the outside. You know, I bought a cross when I was about 17 years old, and it was a sterling silver cross, I think. Might have been pewter, but I bought it off of Bonnie. She was having some kind of jewelry sale or something, and that was before we got engaged and got married. That was years later, but I've been wearing a cross ever since then. To me, it's a reminder that I am sanctified and set apart. But I know for a lot of people, there are a lot of people wearing crosses today and cross earrings and cross lapel pins, and it doesn't mean anything to them. It's just jewelry. See, they're not sanctified. They're not set apart. For me, it's a reminder. I had a parishioner whose name was Dewey Lawrence. Dewey was a big guy. And the day I walked in and met Dewey, I knew that there was something different about this man. He was just different from everybody else. He was about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years older than me. I'm 61. He was about 6 or 7 years older, and Dewey, he just felt good around Dewey. He was confident. He was full of joy and love. He seemed to know everything. I made the mistake of calling Dewey an ex-Marine. And there is no such thing as an ex-Marine. Once a Marine, always Marine. My dad had died back in 1990, and I kind of saw Dewey as a father figure, too. I mean, everybody looked up to Dewey. He was different. He was, even though he lived among us, he was different from everybody else. He was a man's man. He was set apart because of his training, his experience, because of his personality, because of his relationship with Jesus. Set apart. Just the way you and I are supposed to be. That's the way people should see us, that we are different. Christians are called to be that way. Let me ask you, can people in the store, can people at a park or a gas station or our neighbors, can they tell that we're different? Can people tell that you're different? Has anybody asked you why you are the way you are? I heard some giggling back here. Different subject altogether, right? Nothing to do with religion. It's, But we are supposed to be different. I guess the question is, do people see Christ in you? You know, and I may have shared the story before when I was working at Jefferson Hospital. And I was there for 5 years, 4 years. I was in charge of the linen department. My last year there before coming into ministry, I worked housekeeping. I worked 11 at night till 7 in the morning, carried a beeper. I cleaned bathrooms, elevators, offices, and after emergency operations. And I cleaned patients' rooms when there were accidents, cleaned the ER, got to know a lot of doctors and nurses. I was married. I was going to church, very involved. And I remember one night this nurse stopped me in the hall, and she said, "What do you have?" I said, "I'm sorry." She goes, "What do you have? What makes you so different? Why are you so different to everybody else? You're always so up. You're always so nice. What? How do you do that?" And I'll never forget, I told her, "Well, I have Jesus." And she looked disappointed. You know, like she was expecting some kind of formula or pill or something. But she saw that in me. And that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, we are supposed to be different. When we walk out of this, we come here to charge our batteries. We come here to worship God, to sit closer to the Almighty. And when we walk out of here, we're different. We should be different than everybody else that we face out there in the world. To begin with, we're different from one another. Whether we agree with each other, like each other or not, we love each other because we're family and we are set apart, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But we're to take the love of Christ and go out into that world, back home to our families and our jobs, and be sanctified and act sanctified. Sanctified. Sanctification is a translation of the Greek word hagiosmos. Hagiosmos means holiness or separation. So when Jesus says that he sanctified and that we are sanctified through the word, he is saying that we are holy. We have been set aside, separated from the rest of the world. The cross sanctifies us by saving us from the penalty of sin. Sanctifies us by saving us from the penalty of sin. The process of sanctification gives us power over sin, so we no longer conform to the pattern of this world. But when we are tempted, God gives us the strength to overcome that because of the sanctification in our lives, because we are different than where that temptation came from. And eternal life is ours. I love you. And you know that one day we're all going to get to go to heaven. And yesterday, I did a homecoming celebration for a woman that we all know who was the personification of sanctification. That woman was sanctified, June Johnson. She was different. You knew that from the get-go when you met June. You felt good around June, safe around June. You could see the love of Christ in her. And at the age of 90 and 91, she was still actively involved in this church. No excuses, no complaints. Always on the go, because she was different from the rest of the world. She loved God. I'm telling you, it was an honor to do that for her. We're different. You and I are different. Not because we look different and act different. I mean, we are, let's face it, a lot of us aren't playing with a full deck.
You had to look back here.
No, I did have to look back here, yes. That's all right. There's a few bricks missing back here. It's but my kind of people. It's fun. I mean, be as holy as you can be when you go someplace. It is fun. Yeah. Spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We are Christians. We're different from those who are not Christian. Say, I am sanctified. Start your day off with that. When you get up and you get ready for work and you're shaving, brushing your hair, say that in the mirror. I am sanctified. I am different from the rest of the world. I'm different from where I'm going and what I am about to do. I have been called with a holy calling. And I'm going to live my life that way. So be bold in your faith. Because we have been set apart. But not just to sit in a pew, we've been set apart to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ by the things that we say and we do. We are sanctified. God loves you, and so do I.